प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्या पशवश्च ये प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः. See, we are actually gradually, we are traveling. It's like an inward journey. Journey started from, the starting point is Annamaya. Annamaya to, we are traveling towards the Atma. Gradually we are going. And we have come to next station, which is Pranamaya. We have to remain in Pranamaya station for some time. And again, we have to start the journey. Again, we'll go and have a small tea break in Manomaya. Then again, Manomaya to Vijnanamaya, Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya, and finally we'll end the journey. It's a purely cognitive journey, intellectual journey. And finally, you have to claim, you have to see every layer of personality being mistaken to be Atma. Then after analysis, you will see it as Mithya Anatma. And you claim the Atma as the yourself. That is the idea. In fact, that is why Moola Grantha Patanam is separate. The studying the original text is separate. Then seeing the Bhashyam is separate. In the Bhashyam, you are just reading the meaning of Shankaracharya's commentary here. It throws a lot of light. But still Moola Grantha Patanam only we unfold. That is why you have to go back. Anybody who hasn't heard, you can go back and listen to the Moola Grantha, which I have already done. Rajaji has record and put it up on the website. If you haven't heard the, it's very important because that is where we show how to, how the journey happens, etc. Okay. Pranam deva anupranati. Pranam deva anupranati. Manushyaah pashavaschaye. Manushyaah pashavaschaye. Prano hi bhutanamayuh. Prano hi bhutanamayuh. Tasmaat sarvayushamuchyate. Tasmaat sarvayushamuchyate sarvamevata ayuryanti sarvamevata ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate ye pranam brahmopasate prano hi bhutanam ayuh Prano hi bhutanam ayuh tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti tasyaishayeva sharira atma tasyaishayeva sharira atma yav purvasya tasmad vaye tasmat pranamayat tasmad vaye tasmat pranamayat anyontara atma manomayah anyontara atma manomayah Tenaisha Purnaha, Tenaisha Purnaha, Savayesha Purusha Vidhayeva, Savayesha Purusha Vidhayeva, Tasya Purusha Vidhatam, Tasya Purusha Vidhatam, Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha, Tasya yajureva shiraha, ऋग्दक्षिणः पक्षः सामोत्तरः पक्षः आदेश आत्मा अथर्वाङ्गिरसः पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः. अगेन आई रीड इट. प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्या पशवश्च ये. प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते. सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते. प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति. तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मात् प्राणमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः तेनैष पूर्णः. स वायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः. तस्य यजुरेव शिरः ऋद्दक्षिणः पक्षः सामोत्तरः पक्षः आदेश आत्मा अथर्वाङ्गिरसः पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. सो विद् द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ प्राणा गॉड्स लव. सी देवाः प्राणम् अनुप्राणन्ति. इट इज सी प्लीज मेक अ नोट. The verb with the prefix anu goes to the second case. Devaha anupranati means what? Devas live. Devaha anupranati, devas live, devas survive. How? They pranam, with the blessing of prana. Being dependent on prana, with the blessing of prana, Devas live. Devaha anupranati. Devaha pranam anupranati. With the blessing of prana, gods live. We see the meaning of the gods later on. Manushyaha pashavascha ye. So too. Cha means and. So too. Manushyaha, human beings, pashavaha cha, animals. Manushyaha cha pashavaha, or pashavaha cha, human beings and animals, those who are here, they also live with the blessing of prana. Pranaha hi bhutanam ayuhu. Bhutanam ayuhu pranaha means pranaha bhutanam of all beings. Ayuhu the life. Bhutanam of all beings. Pranaha ayuhu. Prana is the life. Bhutanam of all living, of all beings. Pranaha ayuhu. Prana is the life. Lifespan also. Tasmat sarvayusham uchyate. Therefore, prana is said to be lifespan of all. Sarvesham ayusham. Sarvayusham. Sarva ayusham. ఆయుషం మీన్స్ లైఫ్ స్పాన్. సర్వ ఆయుషం ఉచ్యతే తస్మాత్ దేర్ఫోర్ ప్రాణ ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి ది లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. తస్మాత్ సర్వ ఆయుషం, ఆయుషం సర్వాయుషం, ఆయుషం లైఫ్ స్పాన్, సర్వ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఉచ్యతే ఈ సెట్ టు బి. సో ప్రాణ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ది లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్. తస్మాత్ ప్రాణ సర్వాయుషం ఉచ్యతే. వై ప్రాణ హి భూతానాం ఆయు. ప్రాణ ఇండీడ్ ఈస్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్. సర్వమేవ తే త ఆయుర్యంతి. తాష్ విల్ టేకెన్ అస్ తే ఫర్ మీనింగ్స్. చాంటింగ్ సర్వమేవ త ఆయుర్యంతి. యు కెన్ టేక్ త ఫర్ చాంటింగ్ బట్ ఫర్ మీనింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ తే. సర్వమేవ త ఆయుర్యంతి. బట్ యు కాంట్ సే సర్వమేవ తే, యు కాంట్ చాంట్. But chanting sarvameva ta ayuryanti, but for meaning you must take it as te. Te sarvameva ayuryanti, sarvameva ayuhu yanti. Te, not sarvam again, sarve, no, yeah, eva. Sarvam eva te ayuhu yanti. So those who now, it's not complete. Ye pranam brahma upasate. Ye relative pronoun. Those who ever held. So te ye those who pranam brahma upasate. Upasate meditate. Those who meditate upon prana as brahma. Ye pranam brahma upasate. Ever held pranane brahmanah upasikindargalo. Those people who meditate upon prana as brahma, they, those people, sarvam ayuhu, life, okay, sarvam ayuhu, full lifespan, yanti, live, they attain, they gain full lifespan. Sarvam ayuhu, sarvam eva ayuhu, sarvam ayuhu eva, they yanti, yanti adihirargal. Means those meditate upon prana as brahma gain their full span of life, attain their full span of life, means they live their full span. That is the meaning. Ye pranam brahma upasate te sarvam ayuhu yanti eva. Te sarvam ayuhu yanti. Te eva sarvam ayuhu yanti. You can put eva anywhere. So those who meditate upon prana as brahma, they live, they gain full span of life. Sarvam ayuhu yanti. Or they live their full lifespan. ప్రాణో హి భూతానాం ఆయుః. గాట్ ఇట్ నౌ? ఆర్ యు ఫాలోయింగ్? ఓకే. ప్రాణో హి భూతానాం ఆయుః. ప్రాణః హి భూతానాం ఆయుః. ప్రాణ ఈజ్ ఇండీడ్ ఆయుః, ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్. తస్మా, ఓకే, అంటిల్ దెన్ the glorification of prana, until that line, okay, afterwards comes manomaya. Yav purvasya, there ends the glorification of prana. Then the Rig Mantra introduces what? Manomaya. No, not there ends the glorification of prana. Pranam deva anupranati మనుష్యా పశవశ్చయే ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుషముచ్యతే సర్వమేవ త ఆయుర్యంతి యే ప్రాణం బ్రహ్మోపాసతే ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుషముచ్యతే ఇతి. తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుషముచ్యతే ఇతి అంటిల్ దెన్ ఋగ్మంత్ర. ఓకే, ద ఋగ్మంత్ర ఎండ్స్ విత్ వేర్ ఉచ్యత, దేర్ ఎండ్స్ ద ఋగ్మంత్ర. సో ఇతి మీన్స్ తస్. సో ప్రాణ ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి ది లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సర్వ ఆయుషం. ఆయుష్ ఆయుహు లైఫ్, ఆయుషం లైఫ్ స్పాన్. ఎనివే, తస్మాత్ దేర్ ఫోర్ సర్వ ఆయుషం ఉచ్యతే. ప్రాణ ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి ది లైఫ్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. వై? బికాస్ ప్రాణ ఈస్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ భూతానాం ఆయుః. అండ్ దోస్ హు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ప్రాణ యాస్ బ్రహ్మ, ప్రాణం బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసతే. ఏ ప్రాణం బ్రహ్మ ఇతి ఉపాసతే, ఏ ప్రాణం బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసతే, దోస్ హు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ప్రాణ యాస్ బ్రహ్మ తే సర్వం ఆయుః, సర్వం ఏవ ఆయుః యంతి, దే గెయిన్ ఫుల్ స్పాన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. విస ప్రాణోహి భూతానాం ఆయుః రిపీటెడ్. Therefore, prana is said to be the lifespan of all, and all devas live with the blessings of prana. All human beings and animals also live with the blessings of prana. This is the content of the Rig Mantra, where prana is glorified. Okay, now the following portion, this introduces the Manomaya Atma, Manomaya Kosha. We simply read the mantra, Bhashyam will come, follow later on. Okay. Anyontara Atma Manomayaha Tenesha Purnaha Savayesha Purusha Vidhayeva Tasya Purusha Vidhatam Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha Tasya Yajure Vashiraha Riddakshina Pakshaha సామోత్తర పక్ష ఆదేశ ఆత్మా అథర్వాంగిరస పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట, అథర్వాంగిరస పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. ఆదేశ ఆత్మా అథర్వాంగిరస పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. సో ది దర్ ఎండ్స్ ది రిగ్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్ అన్నమయ. దిస్ ప్రాణమయ ఇస్ ది సెల్ఫ్. Now, Manomaya indeed is the Atma, which is other than the Anyontara Atma Manomaya. Manomaya is the Atma which is other than and interior to the Pranamaya. By that Manomaya, this Pranamaya is filled. And that Manomaya is indeed the of the human form only. Manomaya is of human form in keeping with the human form of that Pranamaya. Yajurveda alone is this head. Rigveda is the right wing. Samaveda is the left wing of Manomaya. Vedic injunctions are the trunk. Atharva Veda is the tail, as it were, which is the support. In this regard also, the following Rig Mantra is there. Okay. Don't worry about the mantras, we'll learn. Let us start with the Bhashyam on the Prana. We are still seeing the, don't forget, we are still seeing the Pranamaya Kosha only. Pranam Deva Anuprananti. Now, Devaha Pranam Anuprananti. Devas live with the blessings of Prana. What does it mean? He says, Agnyadayaha Devaha. Agnyadayaha Devaha. Devaha means who? Devas, gods means who? Devatas. Agni Adayaha, Agni, etc. Agni, Varunaha, Vayuhu, all those devatas. Agni Adayaha, Devaha, பிராணம் வாய்வாத்மானம், வாயு ஆத்மானம் வாய்வாத்மானம் பிராணசக்திமந்தம் அணு தத்மபூதாக சந்தா பிராணந்தி பிராணன கர்ம குருவந்தி. பிராணந்தி மீன்ஸ் பிராணன கர்ம குருவந்தி, பிராணன கிரியையா கிரியாவந்த பவந்தி, பிராணன கிரியையா கிரியாவந்த பவந்தி. சோ தேவாஸ் கேரி அவுட் தேர் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ். பிராணன பிராணக்ரியா கிரியாவந்த பவந்தி, தேவாஸ் கேரி அவுட் தேர் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் பிராணா. டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தி தேவதாஸ் லைக் ஃபயர் டூ தேர் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஃபாலோயிங் தி டோட்டல் பிராணா தி சூத்ராத்மா அண்ட் ரிமைனிங் ஒன் வித் இட் விச் இஸ் எண்டோர்ட் வித் தி பவர் டு கீப் லைஃப் கோயிங். The devas have the capacity to act due to the activity of prana. Vayuvatmanam, sutraatmanam, pranam, anu, agnyadeha devaha pananti. All other deities like Agni and so on go about doing their functions blessed by the prana, sutraatma. So I want to make a note. Sutraatma means samashti pranaha. All pranas in totality given to Hiranyagarbha is known as Sutraatma. All minds, totality of minds, Hiranyagarbha. Totality of intellects, Mahatattvam. And all three together you say Hiranyagarbha. See, if you put all the pranas together, single individual prana is prana. All the totality of prana separately is known as Sutraatma. So Hiranyagarbha as the totality of prana is called Sutraatma. Hiranyagarbha as the totality of minds is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha as totality of intellects is called Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam exclusively total intellects. Total prana Sutraatma. Total minds Hiranyagarbha. Now all of them together we say Hiranyagarbha. The entire Sukshma Shariram. Okay. Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha Hiranyagarbha. Now Vyashti Sukshma Shariram. Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha Hiranyagarbha. But there again we differentiate. Samashti Prana Sutraatma. Samashti Buddhihi Mahatattvam. Samashti Manaha Hiranyagarbha. But samashti sukshma prapanchaha Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? I want to know the internal division. Hiranyagarbha, sutraatma, mahatattvam, Hiranyagarbha, all the three are one Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, Agni, all the other deities like Agni so and so on go about doing their functions blessed by the prana sutraatma. At the prana level Hiranyagarbha is called sutraatma. Prana is part of sukshma shariram. Samashti sukshma sharira abhimani devata. Samashti sukshma sharira abhimani devata. The deity associated with the total sukshma shariras is Hiranyagarbha. Just as samashti sthula sharira abhimani devata, the deity associated with the total sthula shariras is called Virat. Samashti sthula sharira abhimani devata Virat. The deity associated with the total sthula shariras is called Virat. Vishnu. Similarly, samashti sukshma sharira abhimani devata, the deity associated with this total sukshma shariras is Hiranyagarbha. But if you look at Hiranyagarbha from prana standpoint, he is called sutraatma. It is a thing to be understood. Bhashyakara points out that the word vayvatmanam means sutraatmanam. If you take the body as a life bead, prana becomes a sutra, a string that connects all the bodies, including your body, body of a crab, body of a tree, and so on. It is an assorted garland. Anything can be strung next to your body. Sutratma strings beads of different shapes and values. Here, beads are living beings, not dead skeletons. Before we begin to eat, we offer food as naivedyam, oblation to prana. After offering food to adhyatmika prana, prana in the body, by chanting adhyatmika prana, the prana in the body. After offering food to adhyatmika prana, prana in the body, by chanting prana yaswaha, apana yaswaha, jnana yaswaha, samana yaswaha, udana yaswaha, brahmane swaha, etc. Okay, at the end we chant brahmane swaha and offer oblation. Brahman here is Sutratma. When you chant the Shanti Mantra, there is this sentence, Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. And here also Brahman refers to Sutratma. O Vayu, you are the Sutratma, Pratyaksham Brahma. You sustain life. This is Pratyaksham, evident. I see myself breathing and living because of you. I also see everything else does because of you alone. When the breathing stops, they do not live. The Sutratma has the Pranashakti, power to keep life going and all the activities that are necessary for life. Sarve Devaha Agnyadayaha Anupranati. All the Devatas like Agni, etc. do the job of Prananam after this Prana. Identified with this Sutratma, these devatas gain their existence severally as Vayu, Agni, etc. and keep everything going. Agni in the form of Jatra Agni digests the food. The Lord says in the Gita, Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Paninam Deham Ashritaha Prana Apana Sayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. I become Vaishwanara fire inside the stomach in every living being and cook the fourfold food. It is a division based on the mode of eating. Bhakshyam, what is masticated. Bhojam, what is drunk, that is liquid. Lehyam, what is licked. And chosyam is what is sucked. Bhakshyam, bhojam, lehyam, chosyam. Fourfold food being connected to prana. Respiration and apana, evacuation. I become Vaishvanara fire inside the stomach in every living being and cook the fourfold food being connected to prana, respiration and apana, evacuation. Outside, the first cooking is done by the plants and the second cooking is done by outside fire. Thereby food is converted into an assimilable, palatable form. When the food reaches the stomach, it is cooked again, this time by the Lord in the form of Vaishvanara fire, so that the system can take it. You eat all kinds of food, so unwanted things are thrown out in the process. This is called Kriya Shakti of Parameshwara. It is Samashti total, by which Sarve Devaha Kriyavantaha Bhavanti. All deities gain the capacity to do their functions. All these devatas like Apana, Vyana and Samana, Tadatma Bhutaha Santaha, Tadatma Bhutaha Santaha, being one with Prana, keep the world going. Their prana karma keeps you going. They are all working to keep you living. You take it for granted. They do their job even if you do not do anything. But we should not take our life for granted. We have to recognize their blessing. just as Annamaya is not separate from Virat, Pranamaya is not separate from Sutratma, Virat. And Sutratma, Virat and Sutratma are not two different entities. Important line, make a note. Just as Annamaya is non-separate from Virat, Pranamaya is non-separate from Sutratma. Virat and Sutratma are not two different entities. Like Annamaya and Pranamaya are not two different persons. Same Virat is Sutratma. At another level, it's all one Ishvara.
Swami, the Angira Sahanda and what is it? It finishes off the last part.
Yeah.
Angira is what?
Page number?
Page number 220, the verse, it's at the last one. You know, it finishes off. Adesha Atma Adarva Angirasa.
Putcham
is tail.
Atharva Angirasa, actually. Atharva Angirasa, two rishis, names are two rishis.
Ah, okay.
See, what happened now? We have not, let me tell you, Tirji, that portion we have not yet seen the mantra meanings. See,
okay,
the portion. Anyontra tasmadva etasmad onwards manomaya kosha. In manomaya kosha, you're going to see the head like that, no? The head, manomaya kosha also, you're going to see the bird imagery. There, the tail of the manomaya kosha is the Atharvaveda. See, there all four Vedas. See, four Vedas are going to be seen as the four Vedas were seen as the four parts of the Manomaya bird. Head is Yajurveda like that. Yajure, Vashiraha, head is the Yajurveda. Rigveda is the right wing. Samaveda is the left wing. And then the trunk part is injections, the commandments. Then Atharvaveda is going to form the tail part of the Manomaya kosha. Manomaya bird. So Atharva Angiras, two names are two rishis which stand for Atharva Veda. Okay. So anyway, don't worry, because we have not yet entered into the portion. See, the thing is, this whole section presents Rigveda mantra pertaining to the Pranamaya. And there Upanishad also introduces the Manomaya Atma. So Manomayatma, don't worry about it now. We have not yet entered there. We have yet to finish the Pranamayatma itself. When you finish Pranamaya, that is why usually what I do, I don't read the whole thing. I stop halfway, I finish Manomaya, then Pranamaya, then I go back to Manomaya. Okay, don't worry. That's why I didn't read too many times. I left it. We are still seeing the Pranamaya. So we'll see it. Okay. When you do Manomaya, it becomes very clear. Actually, something I'm missing here. Know what it is? We are reading just the literal, the translation of the Bhashyam here, but the connection, the unfoldment, which I have done in Moola Grantha. It better if people listen to what we have covered already. Because that is where I connect you, how to see, how to do meditation, all that. Anyway, I can do it again, no problem. Well, let us finish reading it now. We're focusing on what is here. And based on what is here, then I can again unfold. It's not a problem. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.